Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle.
And we are the Baileys.
Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Welcome to episode one, where we talk about how we met, broke up, blocked each other, fell in love, and got married. I know it sounds crazy. But yeah, that's the timeline.
And we've got a guest with us.
Oh yeah, Kavika is here. Always here. But yeah, before we jump into it, we just want to talk about the fact that we're moving into a podcast.
Yeah.
We usually did a YouTube channel called Catch Up Fridays.
I mean, we still do.
Right, but we're going to call it We're the Baileys Now.
That's right.
Right, and it's going to be more focused on the audio versus the video. We'll still put video of us recording the podcast.
Yeah.
But that really isn't our focus anymore.
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
So yeah, to everybody that's on our YouTube channel that's already subscribed, thank you. Don't leave. We're still going to put the video there, but absolutely find our podcast and follow us there too.
Come on.
Yeah. So Teiko, before everything, how did you, I think my question is, how did you know, at what point then did you know, like, yes, this is the girl I want to marry?
Well, from the moment I looked in your eyes, yeah, honey, right. I was like, oh my gosh, you are the one.
No,
I'm
really.
I'm just kidding.
I know, exactly. I know. So yeah, really at what point did you go like, yeah, I want to marry her?
I think when I was in Africa.
You're in Africa,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was in Africa. I was in a previous relationship.
So, context. Yeah. For those who don't know us and don't know our story,
yeah,
we met in a missionary organization.
Oh, yeah.
You were already working there. I came, I did a course, and then an internship, yeah, and I was working in your office.
Yep.
You were my boss. I know, right? So, yeah, he was actually in charge of the office, and he used to send me out as his little slave.
I think one of the things I always admired about you was just he had really great work ethics.
Oh, thank you.
And
not so much now that we're married.
Yeah. I think you still have good work ethics, but your kids demand a lot of you, so that's understandable.
Oh my word.
But yeah, I was dating someone else before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Both of us were dating someone else. And we both knew each other's friends.
Exactly.
So that was kind of funny.
That was funny.
Because we were not interested in each other at all.
In fact, you reminded me of my older brother. Because you look like him to some extent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, big up. So, yeah.
And that's actually how we became friends. I was like, oh, you should meet my brothers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was dating before. And then that relationship didn't work out. Mm-hmm. It was close to about a year after that,
mm-hmm,
that I went to Africa. I was in Gambia for a bit, and you know, it was about, I said, maybe about 8 months, 10 months after the breakup. I'm going close to a year, and I was just praying, like, Lord, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Am I not gonna get married?
Am I gonna be lonely for the rest of my life?
And I think one of the hard things for me at that time was like traveling. I traveled a bit during that time, and
just because you'd already done like Australia and all those places and Egypt. Yeah, you would have wanted somebody there.
Cairo, the pyramids of Giza.
Back to the story.
But going through the airports and just seeing everybody with their, you know,
I know, lovey-lovey, and they
lovey, hug, you lovey,
know,
and like, all that, you know, stuff. I'm like, what about me, God, you know? And I had a bunch of friends at the time who were getting married. So I was just like, okay. And, you know, when you get to a certain age, people are always asking you, so, when are you going to get married? And I'm like, give me a break. You know, give me a break.
Exactly.
I was thinking like, okay, Lord, how, you know, who? Because this relationship didn't work.
Yeah.
The previous one.
So and you sent me an email.
I was praying. And then the Lord was like, what about Gabrielle? And I'm like, well, I never really thought about her that way.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
But then when I thought about her, I was like, she's actually a nice one. You know,
she's actually above my pay grade.
She's above my pay grade. She is, guys.
I'm gonna shoot high.
So you know, I'm going to aim high and hopefully I'll score. So I wrote her an email and I was like, hey, you know, like, it would be great to get to know you.
And then she didn't respond.
And she took forever to respond. I'm like, what the heck? I know Gabrielle. She responds promptly.
Which shows you like, I was right really away. High above your pay grade.
So I was like, what's going on here? About 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks passed.
It was like a month before I responded.
Or something.
To,
yeah. And
2 weeks. I think 2 or 3 weeks passed. And then you emailed me to say, hey, did you see my email?
Yeah, I was like,
and
what's
I was
going
like,
on?
Oh, it's good to know that you're okay in Africa. And I was just like, when I have something to respond with, I will.
Yeah, but I think, was this the first or the second email? I remember in one of your emails, maybe it was the second one, you were saying, when you've prayed about something so long,
mm-hmm.
or when you've prayed about something, it cannot help but, like you'd say, rub off on you.
Right.
There was a line that you use, a phrase. Right. And when I read that, I was like, you never said yes, but in my head, it was a yes.
Oh, my word. And if anybody knows Tico that's listening to this, he is, yes, is just like, I don't know. You don't even recognize no. I don't think you recognize
well,
no,
I do,
but when you have yes, you're like all in.
I do recognize no, but when you know it's a yes, you just keep persevering.
I know. So from my side, though, I prayed about it for a while.
Because
the email did, I don't know if it blindsided me. There were different hints along the way, like, oh, something could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you were going to say something, but I was running away.
Yeah.
So before he left for Africa, before you left, I think I recognized that something was changing and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to leave this office.
Wow.
Remember? So yeah, I moved to a completely different office to work because I'm like, nope, not really, not interested.
All this time I had no clue, guys, right? Like absolutely none. I was just all about my backpacking, jumping in a plane, going
and
where
so
Jesus sends me.
You finally sent me this email and I was like, oh, it's happening. I can't run away right now. And I needed time to pray. So I did send out the email to a bunch of different people who were, you know, like covering over my life.
Yeah.
Just to, I guess, get them involved, help get them praying about it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it took me a while. It took too long, but it took me a while. It was a good amount of time.
Outside of me, was there any specific like confirmation where you felt like you should move ahead with?
There was once where somebody kept asking me about you. And I think probably like the third or fourth time when they did ask me about you, I was just like, why do you keep asking me about Tico? Like, I don't know. I'm not the keeper of Tico.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening in his life. And at that point, I was just like, okay, maybe there's something here that I do need to pray about.
Yeah.
And I probably do need to be open to the Lord talking to me about it because I just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just wasn't. I think I knew that you were ready to get married and I was so young at the time and I was just like, I don't want to pray about this because it's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to destroy
and
your
it's going to be married. No, I just wasn't ready to get married.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was 21 when we started dating.
That's true.
Yeah,
whoa.
I was 23 when
it's
we got
like
married.
It's like cradle robbing kind of thing.
Well, they don't know your age unless you tell them.
Anyways.
So yeah. We met there, you sent me an email, and then we started dating.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't start. We flew back to Jamaica.
No, you flew back to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And we started dating.
Yeah.
And then, in the beginning of us dating,
you
were like, oh, nice to know you. I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. That was like, what, 4 months after?
Yeah.
Or
it wasn't 4 months after. It was almost like the month after.
Well, no, I came back to Jamaica in August because I went to the Emancipation Celebration.
Right. And that's true. Okay. So 4 months after you said you're going to Hawaii.
Yeah. And then I asked for permission from your parents.
Which is a whole other story. Okay, quick side note. Let me say it because I'll be quick. You come into the restaurant. We're waiting on my parents to talk to them about this thing. He comes into the restaurant. First of all, he's on a first name basis. And I told him before we got there, don't call them by their first names. Say Mr. and Mrs. whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hi, Bob and Sandy. That's not their names. And they're like, Tico, we could be your parents. Mr. and Mrs. works for you. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? And then he just goes on to, I think he just went on to say, I would love to get to know your daughter and I want to marry her. Yeah. And they're like, whoa.
I was like, let's cut to the chase, guys. Yay. There's only one reason we're having dinner.
Oh, my word.
Or so, was it lunch?
It was lunch. So that blindsided them too, because this was you asking for permission to court.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I want to date her so I can marry her.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't see that coming at all. So, no. Which I did love in hindsight, and I've always talked about that. I love that you were clear with your intentions. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't going, oh, I want to get to know her and see if this would lead to marriage. You're like, no, I want to marry her. Yeah. So that was good. So, yeah.
And so a few months passed, and then
we had the long distance relationship.
The Lord was doing some stuff in my life, and
mine too.
I transitioned to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ding! Long distance has begun. Skype calls. Yeah. What else did we use?
And Hawaii is 5 hours difference behind Jamaica. Yeah.
Hey, Kavika. Here, yeah.
And so, yeah, when he was awake, it was night in Jamaica. Like, mm-hmm. the communication just wasn't working at all for us.
It was getting difficult.
It was, yeah.
And then here comes the time of boom, bada, bing, boom, boom. Breakup.
So, I guess you'd call it around the world kind of trip. Mm-hmm. I went to Singapore, India, Dominican Republic, a bunch of different places.
You were doing
places.
Some understudies.
Right, because I was doing my degree in psychology at the time. And
he likes psychology, huh?
I know, right? So, I was traveling around, and I think at that point in my life, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and I guess if that would mesh with what you were already doing, being that you were a full-time missionary already.
Yeah.
And I had just only done a small amount of mission work, so it's not like I was going, yeah, I want to be a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I think I just never had the words at that time to explain that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I think it's best that we just end this. And I broke up with you.
Yeah, but I didn't know what was going on.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't have the words then to say it. Like, no, I can say it, but I didn't have those words.
So, guys, at the time, it was very harsh. I thought, what's wrong with this girl? This is kind of cold. Like, I thought we were doing so great, and then out of nowhere comes this breakup.
But besides that, though, the communication wasn't great.
It could have been better, but it wasn't
horrible. Could have been better. It was terrible.
It wasn't.
It was terrible. Yeah, like, it could have been better.
So that came like a slap in the face.
It wasn't a slap in the face.
Because I thought
it
things
was
were
coming.
Going amazing. No. I was like, okay. So where do we go from here? Is this a breakup for 6 months, 1 year, 10 years?
Right.
You know, what do I hold on to something? Do I move on with my life? What are you saying?
And
I think that was very frustrating for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think after 6 months, well, I'd gotten to the place where I was like, okay, you're not giving me anything to hold on to. So let's close this season off.
Right.
So I can move on.
Right.
So I can be decisive of where I'm heading, because I hate being indecisive. And so that's when I was like, it's either nothing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing. So I was just like, let's just cut all connections.
So then, let me grab him. So then, you made the ultimate move of blocking me on Facebook.
I think that was right.
Not answering my emails.
I think that was right.
It was. I guess it was.
I had to clear my system. I'd clear my system of you.
I sound like a clog.
Well, otherwise I'd be thinking about her all the time, Kavika. Don't you get what I'm saying, dude? Right?
Yeah
man. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Get her out of my head.
If you're seeing the video on YouTube, then you know that Kavika is standing right by the mic because he was making so much noise in the background.
So yeah, I did that.
Right. And then how did we get back together? Oh, I'd given you a book to read. And I guess you were just trying to unclog your systems.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to send the book back. And that was 6 months after the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said to you, when I'd gotten the book in the mail, I think I messaged you. I didn't even know if you were going to respond, because by that time we hadn't spoken for months.
Mm-hmm.
So I just messaged to say, hey, thank you for sending me the book. And you think it was Christmas or New Year. And it I was like, I hope you're having a wonderful New Year or something like that.
It was
that.
I think it was Christmas going to New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then we had some good mentors in our lives.
Right.
And I think that's actually what sealed the deal for us to come back together.
So when I was traveling and you were already in Hawaii, they spoke to me separately and they spoke to you separately.
Yeah.
So then they would tell me when it was time to like, no, I think you need to focus and pull back. And then they would tell you like, oh no, you need to pursue her now. Like, now is the time. Go, kind of.
One of my other mentors, Jim, he was like, no, I think she's worth fighting for.
Right.
So I was like, okay, if you said that, then
yeah,
I guess you can say stuff that I'm not seeing.
Which is a side note here, guys, or we could call it a love tip.
Mm-hmm. Love tip.
You definitely do need mentors.
Yep, that was a huge blessing.
Yeah, you need mentors.
So I think it was New Year's Eve, actually, that we sent the first message or something. Like, I think, I don't know, that was when everything reconnected.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You responded to me and I guess we just, you know, we just kind of talked like, how are you kind of.
It's like the channel just clearly opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so strange that there was no big anything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I eventually came to Hawaii because I was doing this trip already and Hawaii was one of the stops in there.
And you didn't want to come.
I didn't want to come when we were broken up. And then the channel cleared. And so I was just like, okay, well, I guess I can keep doing this internship. And so I came to Hawaii. I didn't know anybody else here. So you'd have to pick me up at the airport.
So I was like, what should I introduce you
as? I know. The first thing, I come out to the airport. I get my bags. He gives me a lay. And then he's like, so what do I introduce you as?
Yep.
And I said to him, well, what do you want to introduce me as? And you're like, my fiance. And I was like, oh,
too much right there.
Slow down. I just got here. I still have jet lag. So, yeah, I think I was only here for 3 months at the time. So I think we just, things worked. Things clicked.
You were doing a lot, though. You were, like, studying online, traveling around, understudying, all kind of crazy stuff.
But still, when I got here, things clicked.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that, though?
Yeah, it did. It did.
And we communicated better. I think 3 months
after you got here, things just, like, connected so well.
Mm-hmm.
And by, what, March?
About March.
After we drove up to Hilo or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when we were coming back,
we were coming back on the bus and I was just thinking out loud. I wasn't even saying yes or anything. I was just like, you know what? I think I could actually marry you.
Yep.
Like it wasn't so scary anymore. I was like, yeah, I think I could actually marry you. And that was all he needed. That was all the ammunition he needed.
Yep. From there, we prayed about it. We felt like this is good.
Yeah.
We called some other mentors again and asked them to pray about it.
Yeah.
And they felt like the Lord was on it.
Yeah, and so I think like a week before I was supposed to leave.
Yeah.
Or a couple days before I was supposed to leave, you proposed.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had a short engagement.
Of course, I called your dad, got permission.
Of course, yeah.
That I was just difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell about
but
that
it was
part.
Good.
It was difficult.
I guess I was, you know, I was on the phone. I remember I borrowed one of my friend's phone because I didn't have a phone. Well, I didn't have a international phone at the time. And so I borrowed one of my friend's phone and I called about 3 a.m. because that would have been like 8 a.m. Jamaica time. I wanted to call it before I went to work.
So 3 a.m. in Hawaii.
So I was on the phone and I think I was just saying, I wanted to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage and the phone just went silent.
No, my word.
And I was like, what's going on here? And from there, things went pretty good.
So then I continued my trip because I had one more place to go. So we're engaged by that time.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going to the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying. I was doing my degree. And so we picked our wedding date based on when I would have a semester break.
Yes.
And that was it. That's just like, I have a break in July, so we're getting married then.
Yep.
I went to the DR, you went to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
We were only engaged for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you did a lot of things. You did everything. Like, you found the place, all of that stuff. And you were just sending me pictures.
Well, we also had a good friend of ours who is a great wedding planner. Shout out to Auntie Raina.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember when I got to the venue after everything, like telling her all the ideas, and I got there and I was ready to walk down the aisle and I wasn't even looking at Tico. I was looking at, oh my word, she made this place look so wonderful. And then I was like, oh, there he is.
Oh, goodness. It was one of those old Jamaican great houses.
Yeah.
And I think it really complemented both our liking.
Personalities, yeah. I guess so. I think we should go back there to do like a renewal of vows or maybe just to eat lunch with the kids. That would be nice.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Engaged for 3 months and then we got married.
Yep.
And we did our honeymoon in Jamaica and then we got back to Hawaii.
Ooh, honeymoon was awesome.
How long was it?
I think we did 2 weeks.
It was long.
We went to a few places.
Like, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I was just like, whoa, this was long.
Well, my dream honeymoon spot was Santorini in Greece.
Yeah, that couldn't work.
Never really worked. We got here one day. But the way how we were able to arrange, or that I was able to arrange for the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh la la. It was wonderful. Awesome.
It was. So yeah, I think that probably sums up how we met.
Yeah.
Broke up. How we met, got together, broke up, fell in love, got married. Was that how I...
Boom.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, man. That's a big boom.
Oh, my word. So, yeah, hopefully you guys love this podcast. Welcome to the Baileys.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome. You're going to find us here every week on Fridays.
Yes.
And please leave us a review. Let us know what you think about this podcast.
Definitely.
Leave a comment and... yeah, you're going to see goodies from us for those who do leave reviews.
Thanks again for joining us, guys, and have a great day.
Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.